is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
Tuesdays on the Huge Show across Michigan are presented by the incredible Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. They're located in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. They are open. They have all the safety precautions in place to make sure their customers are safe along with their employees. Go to SoaringEagleCasino.com to find out everything going on right now, all the promotions, giveaways, and all the action in Mount Pleasant, Michigan at the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. You can also download the Eagle Access app wherever you download apps and follow Soaring Eagle on Facebook and on Twitter. Tuesdays on the Huge Show across Michigan are presented by the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort.
Are you ready for huge opinions on the Lions, Tigers, Wings, Pistons, Michigan, MSU, and every sports team in the state of Michigan? It's time for the Huge Show. From the east side to the west side to the UP, the Huge Show is on air statewide on the Michigan Sports Network. Voice your huge opinions now at 1-866-838-HUGE. That's 1-866-838-4843.
You ready?
Now, let's go to the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Studio with the huge one, Bill Simonson.
What's up, Michigan? It's hour number one on the only show willing to tell it like it is. We're also the only statewide afternoon sports radio broadcast. Superfly Hayes is our executive producer. In a few moments, Terry Mills from the Michigan Basketball Radio Network will join us. Get his thoughts on the matchup with Maryland. Wolverines are 10.5-point favorites. I guess it's the way they've been just killing people at home. We'll talk to Terry, also get an update on Harbaugh, rearranging his staff, new recruits are rolling in, portal transfers, Chris Ballas from thewolverine.com will check in. Eric Edholm, I've been waiting for this. He'll join us in about 20 minutes. NFL, college football insider, yahoo.com. Talk about the coaching carousel. And also all these players that are lining up for the draft. Who's the better quarterback? Lawrence or Fields? Or maybe that Zach Wilson from BYU. So we'll talk to Eric. It's a big-time get by Superfly coming up here in about 15 minutes. Also, speaking of big-name guests, Tim McCullough, the fun governor. He'll check in at the end of the show. We love Tim. Tell us everything happening at Soaring Eagle. I love Timmy. By the way, if you want to book your getaway, SoaringEagleCasino.com. Also download the Eagle Access app. I know they're putting together their sports book, their app. The government did okay. 9 apps for mobile sports wagering that will go live in the state of Michigan this Friday at noon. Wow, that's awesome. Talk about that later. Tony Ortiz for 97.1 The Ticket and WWJ in Detroit. Sister stations to AM 1270 that carries the Huge Show. Weekdays at 3, we'll talk to T.O. This is a big show. Superfly has put it together. That's why he's the executive producer. I love it. We'll also update the conference championship weekend. Now, before we get there, Dan Campbell probably will end up being introduced or signed, I'm guessing Wednesday, maybe into Thursday morning as the new Lions head coach. Did he want to work on putting together his staff? Lions have set up that new hierarchy where everybody reports to Rod Wood. That's still a concern because the team president isn't a football guy. And when I read that MLive.com story about the hierarchy, there wasn't like where Spillman's role is. So we'll talk Lions later. Let's go talk Michigan basketball right now. Terry Mills, former Wolverine, does a great job with Brian Bush on the Michigan Basketball Radio Network. Huge game tonight. He's standing by on the DraftKings guest line. How you doing, Mr. Mills?
I'm doing quite well. How about yourself?
Doing good, man. I think this is a big game for Michigan because not that I'm a pessimistic type guy when I'm doing my statewide show, Terry, but they were playing so well. I was waiting for that wall game when they just would hit the wall, and they did start to finish against Minnesota. And now the bounce back game tonight against Maryland. What do you think we're going to see?
Yeah, well, it's a very big game. Just like you just said, it's a bounce back game off of not having a good performance against Minnesota. So that's to start with. And you know, you look at this Maryland team, Maryland's playing extremely well. From what I hear, Eric Ayala is supposed to probably be back today, their point guard. So, I mean, and they shot lights out in Maryland. So I think Maryland's going to come in here trying to prove something because I think what they shoot 59% from behind the 3-point line. And, you know, during the season, they only shoot 37. So Michigan's definitely going to be on their toes. I don't know, you know, what's the availability of Eli Brooks. That's pretty much in the air right now. So, I mean, it's a lot to be unturned right now, but it definitely is a big game for Michigan.
Terry Mills, former Wolverine, part of the Michigan Basketball Radio Network, joining us here on the Huge Show across Michigan. What was it, just minus Brooks? Was there more to it? Was that just one of those games, Terry, and you played hoops most of your life where you just really can't explain it? It is what it is.
Yeah, it's just one of those games. You know, you look at the course of the game, and as you just said, you know, I played a lot of basketball, and I knew it was going to happen sooner or later. I couldn't necessarily say it was going to be a 20-point win, but, you know, it's something that, you know, they turned the ball over a lot. Things just weren't going their way, and those things are very correctable, and I expect to see that tonight.
I am surprised how many people just jumped off the bandwagon with, you know, here's Michigan, you know, going into the Minnesota game, third-best team in America. They're still 7 in both polls, and how much negativity, and maybe it's just Twitter, Facebook, the social networks, Terry, but for one game, how many Wolverine fans just, here we go, I'm going to pull the ripcord?
Yeah, I really think that's unrealistic. You know, I knew something like that would come because, you know, you've got the social media out there right now, and, you know, just like you said, they'll throw you under the bus in a minute based on one ball game. And, you know, you're going to lose a lot of ball games. You know, you look at the Kentuckys and, you know, North Carolinas and Dukes, they're struggling right now. And, you know, where in realistic terms did you project Michigan to be? I mean, I can understand the expectations coming in next year saying, hey, we got the number one class. But I looked at a lot of ratings, you know, before the season started. I think we were supposed to finish 5th or 6th in the Big Ten. Well, right now we're on top of the Big Ten. So I would say we're overachieving and we're believing in ourselves right now.
What tells you that they'll play well and there'll be a bounce-back win tonight? What concerns you?
Nothing really concerns me. What concerns me is the way that Maryland shoots the ball and the way they're playing right now. I mean, for them to have, the ability to go into Illinois and win a basketball game without Eric Ayala, that scares you in itself. And it just lets you know that that is a very dangerous team. They're floating around in the middle of the pack. They let you know that, you know, they can beat some of the top teams. So Michigan definitely will have their work cut out here tonight.
Yeah, they go back and forth. They're all over the place. Michigan beat them back on New Year's Eve, 84-73. So we'll see what will happen tonight. Terry, appreciate the update, my man. Safe travels.
I appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, looking at Maryland, they're 8-6. Michigan's a 10.5-point favorite. I just think it's a big game to show everybody, hey, that was a dog game against Minnesota. And it doesn't mean the season's over. It's scary in this sports world that we live in today. I mentioned this yesterday, how quickly people just flip. How you're done. Oh, you know, that's a real Michigan we watch against Minnesota. They'll be lucky to win another Big Ten game. And I'm like, really? So while you're enjoying what was one of the most unbelievable 20-minute runs against Wisconsin just 4 days earlier, you now have ripcorded and said the season's over. Were you expecting undefeated? I think what you had was some Michigan fans believing an undefeated basketball season would be incredible. It'd be incredible. You know what? It would prove we're a basketball school. And if we have that undefeated season, I can tell everybody. I know my Michigan State fans, my Ohio State fans, my Notre Dame family and friends. I can tell everybody we went undefeated. But because now you can't go undefeated, here we go, right off the bandwagon. I ran into somebody who said, you know, I'm really disappointed they can't have an undefeated season. I looked at them and said, are you on any medication? Did you think this team was going to run the table? With how strong the Big Ten has been since the start of the season, that even includes a free fall of Michigan State before COVID-19 started canceling those games. I mean, did you really think they were going to go undefeated? You know, they're still tied for first with Iowa. They got a game lead on Wisconsin, 2-game lead on Ohio State and Purdue and Illinois, and a 3-game lead on Minnesota, who just beat them. And maybe it was Minnesota knowing that their season was on the line in that game, and if they lost, they had no shot at sharing in the Big Ten title. And when teams know that this game means more than any game this year, at least up until this point, usually coaches and teams will bring it. If they have talent. And Minnesota had talent. I just think some of the Michigan fans, like, thinking that they were going undefeated. And I know a lot of you Michigan fans, oh, look at State, man. They were 4 in the country, and they're out of the top 25, and we could be number 3, and we're undefeated. That's what you wanted. You wanted that season that seriously could buy you 10 years of street cred with your friends, no matter what Michigan football did the next 10 years. So if this Michigan team would have ran the table, or if they still would run the table with only one loss and win the Big Ten and win the NCAA tournament, that's your 10-year pass. Forget about Ohio State football. Forget about Olave announcing that he's coming back. He may be the best receiver in America going into the upcoming season. And the Buckeyes, even with the losses to the National Football League, only get richer. I'm telling you, I was embarrassed by the reaction of 50% of Michigan fans. Episode of loss. You were treating them like you were Harbaugh after losing to Michigan State. Enjoy the ride. I still think 4 or 5 losses get you a share of the Big Ten title. I said before the season began, even when State was top 5, I never looked at them as a national championship contender. I thought they could contend in the Big Ten. You know, they're still at 2-4. If they're ever allowed to make up their games, they could play themselves right back into it. I said for Michigan to get to the tournament, finish in the top 5. They just have been on an unbelievable run until the Minnesota game. And I don't know, Minnesota made me think, okay, I can't buy in that they're just this world beater like Gonzaga or Baylor, but they were playing that way. So we'll see tonight what they do. I need all of you to take a deep breath, the Michigan fan. I can't wait to see if they would lose to Maryland at home. My God. How some of you will just sacrifice 2 to 3 hours of your life on Twitter And it's good to know that we put so much faith and stock in journalistic credibility and opinions and so much of our lives into Facebook and Twitter, where you don't even know if the person on Twitter is real. You're like, you know, man, he said it, man. He said this team will be lucky to win another game all year. Sure. At Sparty Bob EL. You know what, man? I'm a diehard Michigan fan, but I'm telling you, after Minnesota, I read on Twitter twice that this team, it's a mirage. It's fake news on how good they've been playing. I'm telling you, go to at Michigan Hater 27. It's real. It is. It's real. You ever go look at, like, somebody creating angst has three followers that they didn't make up? Their Twitter account was some fake Gmail email, and they're just hiding out. We've gone damn crazy. We have. I get people tell me, hey, I was looking at Twitter, man. They really didn't agree with your opinion. Really? Okay. Who's real and who's not? Do you think I end any show, I end any day wondering if I have the support on Twitter? You know why I do Twitter? You know why I do Facebook? Because I have a statewide show on 18 radio stations. I do marvel at Mike Valeni from 97.1 The Ticket. He has never done the social networks. Never. And he's the biggest thing in sports radio in Michigan and a top 10 host nationally. So maybe it's a smart move. If you don't give away all your opinions on the social networks, and people have to come to you on air every day, maybe that's a smart move. But I guarantee part of it is he does. Somebody can have 10 Twitter accounts, 20, with Gmail, fake Gmail addresses, and start their own attack on you. And they could be with the competition. And then advertisers go, oh, yeah, I saw some negative tweets. Okay, did you find out if the people are real? Well, it's not our job to look at, so, but it's your job to think that you don't know if that person is real, but you're going to validate what they tweeted. I'm telling you, Michigan fans, if Michigan loses to Maryland tonight and more of you jump ship, you were one of the great fan bases in America. Maize and blue, you would wear with pride, but now you're becoming turncoats. Okay? Quality opinions on the team and their performance, it's part of the business. But acting like the season was over after losing to Minnesota, may God help you. Eric at Home, Pro Football Weekly, covers college football in the NFL. He'll join us in our next segment. Chris Ballas from TheWolverine.com in less than an hour. Tony Ortiz from Detroit. Tim McCullough, the fun governor from the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort, will check in. Always love when I see his name on the guest line. What's up, Timmy? Huge question of the day. How many people believe Michigan will have a bounce-back win tonight against Maryland? 1-866-838-4843. That's 1-866-838-HUGE. At Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook. You can also opt in on the Huge text chain. Text the word HUGE to 21,000. That's the word HUGE to 21,000.
From St. Joseph to Midland, this show is huge.
It's a new day to celebrate and be free. A new day full of action and excitement. Come to Soaring Eagle. Indulge to your heart's content. It's a day for winning, for world-class fun and food. Yes, it's a grand, spectacular day to get away. Only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. It's a new day. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com.
It doesn't matter where you are in Michigan. Choosing a dealership for your next car or truck can be daunting. Things you consider are probably selection and price, but maybe the most important thing is the name. The name that backs you up when you need it. In Michigan, that name is Watson. Why? Because people know their name means a great deal. This is why so many families and companies choose Watson Rockford and Watson Country for the name on the back of their cars and trucks. Get a great deal on a new Ram 1500 during the Start Something New sales event. Put the name that means a great deal on the back of your new truck, Watson's.
Warm up with hot deals all week at Meijer. Save more on thousands of items across the store with deals like Meijer 100% all-natural chicken, 20% off. Sweet seedless navel oranges, just $4.99 for an 8-pound bag. And 10 for 10 is back. Buy 10 items and get the 11th free. Save on Chobani Flip Yogurt, Campbell's Homestyle Soup, and more. Plus, get free Meijer pickup on orders of $50 or more. Visit Meijer.com for details. Fight off the cold with hot deals at Meijer. Exclusions apply. See the deals in the Meijer app.
Huge here for my friends at DraftKings. Some big news out of Lansing today. Mobile sports wagering will go live this Friday at noon. So what you need to do is download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use code HUGE when you sign up, and you will get $200 in site credits when mobile sports wagering goes live Friday at noon in the state of Michigan. Now, no deposit is required. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use code HUGE when you sign up. Those who sign up right now will get that free $200 in site credits to use once mobile sports betting hits Michigan this Friday at noon. That's code HUGE and get $200 in site credits only at DraftKings Sportsbook app. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services Gambling Disorder Helpline at 1-800-270-7117. Must be 21 or older, Michigan residents only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for full terms and conditions, subject to regulatory licensing requirements.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
The Huge Show is back live across Michigan. Superfly Hayes is our executive producer as we originate from the Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Store studio. Now, they're a Michigan-based company, so all the money you spend at your local Auto Value store, Auto Value Service Center in Michigan will stay in our state. For location close to you, go to myautovaluestore.com. Service is the difference, and they get it at your local Auto Value Bumper to Bumper Parts Store. Let's go talk to Eric at home. He follows college football in the NFL for Yahoo. Todd Commie standing by in the DraftKings guest line. Welcome back, Eric.
Thanks for having me. What's going on?
All these coaching circles and everything that you're still trying to figure out. I was surprised that Urban Meyer is the only college coach that, at least for now, has got an NFL job in this cycle.
Yeah, I mean, I think there were some obvious, you know, candidates that didn't obviously circle into this this cycle. Maybe it was the attractiveness of the job. Maybe it was their current contract situations. I mean, obviously there were some big salaries given out in college football. I wonder what the factors were. Whether there wasn't as much interest as we thought there might be. You know, when Urban's now a couple years obviously removed from last coaching, so I almost put him in his own category, you know, and the Chargers looked at him, but it was really the Jaguars that put the full court press on him. So, yeah, it's hard to say exactly why that happened, but I wouldn't be shocked if a year from now, we have a different landscape entirely.
You know what's interesting and why the lead up to this April 2021 draft is going to be amazing? I'm looking at a mock draft that has Lawrence 1 to Urban in Jacksonville, Zach Wilson, the QB, out of BYU, number 2 to the Jets, and Fields, number 3 to the Panthers. And part of me says, okay, Urban Meyer, we saw the photo before he committed to taking the job in Jacksonville, and he was watching that Trevor Lawrence Fields matchup, and Fields was the better QB that day. From the three QBs I just listed that are projected to go 1, 2, and 3 right now, who do you think is the most NFL-ready quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, for as much as I like Zach Wilson, you know, his confidence, you know, his sort of we'll play anybody attitude that obviously was part of the BYU program. And as much as I love, you know, Fields, especially bouncing back in that semifinal game against Clemson, I'd be hard-pressed to go against Trevor Lawrence just because while he may not be a generational quarterback yet, he's got the talent to be that. I mean, I there's still some holes in his game, but the questions are fewer than I have with the other two guys. You know, Wilson's had a little bit of an injury history. His size is a little bit of a concern for some teams. You know, he could be a 6'1", 200-pound type of guy. At least those are the measurements that people had him at last year. So, you know, that's going to be an interesting factor. How much does that matter? How much does the fact that BYU didn't play anybody this year of note other than Coastal Carolina? But, yeah, I mean, I think when it comes down to it, most teams are going to have Lawrence first, but maybe not all of them. I mean, there might be a few who see special qualities in the other two guys or are just – enamored with Trey Lance to the point where they say, you know, hey, we like Lance better wherever he's going to go than we would, you know, taking Lawrence at one. That could exist. So still, I would be hard pressed to say that anyone other than Trevor Lawrence in this class.
Well, I mentioned the top three in this CBS Sports mock draft with Lawrence 1, Zach Wilson from BYU 2, and Justin Fields from Ohio State 3, but they have Mac Jones at number 4, and I assume the way Mac Jones played in the two games in the college football playoff elevated his draft day stock.
Yeah, there's no doubt, and he's going to be at the Senior Bowl next week too, and it's going to be fascinating to see how, you know, he performs in that event. You know, obviously a little bit of a different cycle. There may not be it doesn't appear to be a traditional combine this year. You know, may shift some of the priorities in terms of evaluating some prospects, but I have not talked to anybody who believes that Mac Jones is a top five pick. Then again, you know, things change quickly, and I do know that if you want a quarterback in this year's draft, or you want one of the top 4, 5, 6 quarterbacks, you better be prepared to take him earlier than you probably think. I mean, I think that's really going to be the rule of thumb, and, you know, Lance is kind of in his own category too because he's played one game this year, this past season. You know, it was fine. It didn't help or hurt his evaluation, but the conditions certainly allowed the other guys like Mac Jones and others to improve their stock. I just think he goes against the grain of what many NFL teams are seeking these days, which is the dual-threat quarterback and how much can Mac Jones create on his own. We saw a little bit of it in the title game. I thought he was impressive when things broke down and he found some second and third options, but yeah, that's a little higher than I feel he's going to go. But then again, it's a long time between now and April, and things can change quickly.
And also the coaching changes. You know, you get Arthur Smith, who announced he's going to be the O coordinator and head coach for the Falcons, and he sees a young quarterback he wants to work with, no matter who's there at number 4. He could reach for a QB. Then Devontae Smith just elevated his stock, and the Eagles, everybody's going to complain about the way they tanked, and chances are if the Bengals don't take Devontae Smith at 5, you'll have Smith then the Heisman Trophy winner at 6. I think Ja'Marr Chase, I love that pick by the Lions, a wide receiver who sat out at LSU. You have Jaylen Waddle projected to go 8 to the Dolphins, so Trey Lance to the Steelers at number 10. So there you go, 5 QBs, at least in this mock draft, in the top 10. Amazing, with 3 stud receivers.
Yeah, and, I mean, again, that's And that's projecting trades, too, because that's how I think it's going to look closer to that. I mean, I can imagine that the Jaguars, Jets, probably not the Dolphins at three. They currently own that pick. But starting with Atlanta at four and a couple teams after that in the top ten, all could be interested in quarterback. And there's one other factor, too. The 2022 class, while it's early and there are always, you know, prospects who come out of nowhere and surprise us and that sort of thing, Wilson would be a great example this year. But right now, talent evaluators aren't that enamored with what they see. A year ago at this time, we knew Trevor Lawrence was going to be in this class. We suspected, you know, Fields was going to be in this group. You know, Trey Lance was already getting draft buzz at this time last year. So there isn't that same level of excitement, at least now, for April of 2022. And that also could push, you know, these quarterbacks up and create a lot of trade activity. I think the mock drafts this year are going to look painfully bad. They're always off. They're always, you know, inaccurate. I freely admit that whatever I put out there is subject to a lot of change. But this year especially, the mock draft batting averages, because of all the trades, because of the quarterback movement, they're going to look really bad, I think, when we go back and pull out the red pen to grade them.
Eric Edholm, Yahoo.com. He covers college football and the NFL for Yahoo, joining us on the DraftKings guest line here on the Huge Show across Michigan. So who is that? Olave announced that he's going to come back, which some people were surprised. Yeah. But I mentioned, you know, when you look at the wide receivers going in the top 10, he probably wanted to come back and be a top 10 pick next year, which means more guaranteed money. Who is the front runner for the best quarterback and best position player going in to the 2021 college football season?
Yeah, I'm really curious. You know, when I talked to a bunch of evaluators over the summer prior to, you know, the college season starting up and as they were, you know, going into their meetings to plan out the season, you know, I think Ja'Marr Chase was, I wouldn't say universally believed to be the top receiver, but I think the feeling was that Chase, coming off an incredible sophomore year at age 19, you know, was the lead guy along with, you know, Justin Jefferson, who just had a tremendous rookie year, Terrace Marshall, who could be a top 40 or 50 pick overall. Chase was the guy that Joe Burrow looked to more often than either one of them. So that says quite a bit about him. I do think, though, that Devontae Smith's Heisman campaign, you know, last year had he come out sort of in the same position as Olave would have been. I mean, a top 40 pick, maybe late first round. I think that's sort of where he would have gone had he come out last year. But he worked himself into that top 10 picture, and he's wide receiver one on some teams' board. Other teams may have Chase up there. Had Waddle not gotten hurt, I think a lot of teams could have had him as their top receiver, and I think a few already do. So those are the three big names at wide receiver. But like last year, if you miss out on one in round one, there's still plenty of talent at that position. This is going to be the best back-to-back years at a single position that I can recall in the last 5 or 10 years of the draft, where you have such strength and depth at one position in consecutive drafts.
Yeah, QB and wide receiver, and like I said, at least for that mock draft, 8 of the top 10 were quarterbacks or wide receivers. And then looking ahead to 2022 mock draft, you mentioned it, that it looks defensive heavy in terms of stars. So a year from this April, it looks like defense, and it kind of goes in cycles anyways, defense will be the highly coveted draft selections in April 2022.
And that often happens, right, where you see, you know, one draft is stocked at one position, it's barren at another. The next year it often flip-flops, and that's because a couple of top prospects came back to school or got hurt or whatever the reason was that they're not entering early or that sort of thing. You could have a senior who has a big year, as we've seen with a couple of kids. Even with the shortened season, there are a lot of seniors who help kind of bolster the position. So, yeah, I mean, I think this year that the strongest positions are offensive tackle, cornerback, quarterback, wide receiver. Those are some ones off the top of my head. You know, the interior offensive line is pretty good, too. The weaker spots seem to be, you know, I mean, tight end has a couple of really good players. Maybe the depth isn't quite there. You know, defensively, linebacker's a pretty good group, corner's a pretty good group, but I don't know as much. The safeties, there's a lot more questions about them. The defensive tackle position isn't nearly as deep. So, yeah, it's going to end up being a little bit of a flip-flop next year, again, depending on, you know, the thousands of factors that could come up between now and the following April.
What's going to be interesting in this draft with Joe Burrow and the Bengals at five, and they really don't have that superstar at wide receiver, will they go with Jamar Chase? Will they go with Devontae Smith? Then you have the Eagles looking for receiver help. You have Detroit desperately seeking a deep threat. I mean, Dolphins looking for a separator. I mean, that's just the reality right now. And we're only through the top eight picks in the draft in April.
Yeah, and I think you can look at the teams that are left in the playoffs and say they're strong at quarterback, and pretty much every, you know, all of them have at least one star playmaker catching passes for them, whether it's a tight end or wide receiver, running back, and, you know, that's going to heavily influence the draft as well. Teams mimic what the successful clubs do. So, but then again, the talent is worth it, and you're right. I mean, for me, the Bengals, I think their offensive line need is so glaring that if Penei Sewell from Oregon is there, I mean, they're going to think long and hard about that spot, knowing that they can always come back at wide receiver a little later in the draft. You know, that's just my guess, and they tend to go with bigger, more prominent, glaring needs when it comes to their higher picks. So we'll see how it goes. But you're right. I mean, there are several teams, including Detroit, in the top 10 that very reasonably, depending on what happens in free agency, could go the wide receiver route. And I'm also fascinated to see what those free agent wide receivers get paid. I mean, somebody is going to be let down, I think, because coming off a bad financial year for the league, some teams hurting more than others, and, you know, a good draft at the position and a number of options in free agency, there are going to be one or two who end up being bargains when we look back a couple of years from now.
Eric Edholm, thank you so much. You can follow college football in the NFL with Eric at yahoo.com. Safe travels, my friend.
Okay, have a great day. See you.
All right, Eric Edholm joining us on this Tuesday broadcast presented by the incredible Soarin' Eagle Casino and Resort in Mount Pleasant, Michigan. They are open. So download the Eagle Access app. You can also go to SoarinEagleCasino.com. Hotel, gaming, limited dining options, Ascend Sports Bar, and soon Sports Book. They have the Soarin' Eagle Water Park and Hotel is open. The upscale accommodations at the retreat. Everything you need at SoarinEagleCasino.com. And also download the Eagle Access app.
Everything huge, 24/7 at thehugeshow.net.
BetMGM, the first official sports betting partner of the Detroit Lions, is coming soon to Michigan. But you can sign up right now with a special early registration offer. Hi, this is Matt Shepard. Open a BetMGM account today, and you're going to receive $100 in free sports bets and $100 in free casino bets. It's the best way to ready for action the moment BetMGM begins accepting wagers, and there's no deposit required. Enjoy the same excitement you've come to expect at MGM Grand Detroit on an easy-to-use, state-of-the-art app, and find out why BetMGM is the king of sportsbooks with the best daily promotions. Plus, play your favorite casino game anytime from anywhere in Michigan. It's almost showtime at BetMGM. Get in on it early by signing up today and get $100 in free sports bets and $100 in free casino bets that you can use as soon as the fun starts at BetMGM. Must be 21 years or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
Huge here for my friends at the Van Andel Institute. Now they're seeking runners to join the Van Andel Institute's marathon team for free. That's a guaranteed entry for the 2021 Bank of America Chicago Marathon on VAI's marathon team. They raise funds for research into diseases like cancer and Parkinson's. Learn more at VAI.org. That is VAI.org if you want to be a part of the Van Andel Institute's marathon team.
We have batteries, brakes, mufflers, and more at your auto value. Hard store, where service is the difference. We get it.
Save this month on WD-40's Easy Reach, now just $10.99. Cyclomax Clean All-Purpose Cleaner is just $3.89. And Parts Master Brake Cleaner is only $2.99. Shop online at myautovaluestore.com and get 15% off orders of $75 or more with coupon code CELEBRATE15. That's Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.
Huge here for the Michigan High School Athletic Association. You can stay up to date on the latest from Lansing 24/7 at MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. The latest news, press releases, and stories connected to every high school in the state of Michigan, available for you 24/7 from the Michigan High School Athletic Association. Log on to MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. And if you're looking for archive, boys and girls, high school sports, MHSAA.com. TV. That's MHSAA.TV. 24/7, everything you need to know about high school sports in Michigan. Log on to MHSAA.com. Huge here telling everybody in Michigan to download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app today and use code HUGE for a special offer when you sign up. That's code HUGE to get a special offer when you sign up, only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
The Huge Show is back live across Michigan. Tuesday broadcast presented by the Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. They are open. They've been open since June with all the safety precautions, clean team, and social distancing regulations in place. They're under federal guidelines, not state guidelines. That's why they've been open since June. Go to SoaringEagleCasino.com or download the Eagle Access app for everything you need. Ian Rappaport, NFL insider from the NFL Network. His sources say Saints secondary coach Aaron Glenn is headed to Detroit as the Lions' new defensive coordinator. The two sides are closing in on a deal. He'll join Dan Campbell in Detroit after the two were together in New Orleans. So maybe what you had with Campbell when I said yesterday, well, why do the exit interviews? He knew those New Orleans assistants were in high demand, and he wanted to lock up some deals. So that's great news. Really is. So I like to focus on defense. I'm just going to be curious that you've heard nothing about offensive coordinator. So could that be that Bevel's going to stay? Which I think is, if Bevel and Campbell have a history, whether they've talked, whether they've agreed to this. You know, Bevel didn't run and take another job yet. If you think about it, through all this movement in the NFL, at least as I sit here talking to everybody across Michigan on this Tuesday afternoon. Campbell, a master motivator, as we talked about yesterday. Aaron Glenn as defensive coordinator, fiery. And if you kept Bevel around on offense, that... I think you could be 9-7 this fall. I really do. I really do. With an impact player who helps you win games, and that would be a wide receiver. Jamar Chase, Devontae Smith, Waddle. There you go, one of those three. 24/7, all the podcasts, all the interviews, everything you need to know about HugeShow.net. Also, we're down to our final two chances, is it? Yeah, in the Beat Huge contest. If you want to win that $1,500 in cash from Tom Rosenbach and his team at Bean Garter, you have until noon on Sunday to play at thehugeshow.net and then on the big game Sunday. And that $1,500 in cash could be yours from Tom Rosenbach and Bean Garter, one of America's top accounting and business firms. 24/7, everything you need is at thehugeshow.net.
Big, bad, huge.